Peachy Head by Charlotte Smith. On thy stupendous summit, rock sublime, that o'er the channel reared halfway at sea, the mariner at early morning hails, I would recline, while fancy should go forth and represent the strange and awful hour of vast concussion, when the omnipotent stretched forth his arm and rent the solid hills, bidding the impetuous main flood rush between the rifted shores, and from the continent eternally divided this green isle. Imperial lord of the high southern coast, from thy projecting headland I would mark, far in the east the shades of night disperse, melting and thinned as from the dark blue wave emerging, brilliant rays of arrowy light dart from the horizon, when the glorious sun just lifts above it his resplendent orb. Advances now with feathery silver touched, the rippling tide of flood, glistens the sands, while inmates of the chalky clefts that scar thy sides precipitous, with shrill, harsh cry, their white wings glancing in the level beam, the terns and gulls and tarracks seek their food, and thy rough hollows echo to the voice of the grey choughs and ever restless daws, with clamour not unlike the chiding hounds, while the lone shepherd and his baying dog drive to thy turfy crest his bleating flock. The high meridian of the day is past, an ocean now reflecting the calm heaven is of cerulean hue, and murmurs low the tide of ebb upon the level sands. The sloop, her angular canvas shifting still, catches the light and variable airs that but a little crisp the summer sea, dimpling its tranquil surface, afar off and just emerging from the arch immense, where seem to part the elements, a fleet of fishing vessels stretch their lesser sails, while more remote and like a dubious spot, just hanging in the horizon laden deep, the ship of commerce richly freighted, makes her slower progress on her distant voyage, bound to the orient climates, where the sun matures the spice within its odorous shell, and rivaling the grey worm's filmy toil, bursts from its pod the vegetable down, which is